this word in the gospel today, Ephatha, be opened. It is a word that we use and speak about in our baptismal rite. It is there that we pray after the baptism that the baby, typically the baby anyway, sometimes we do adults, but that the baby then will have their ears open to receive God's word and their mouth to proclaim the praise, the faith of God the Father. Now, aren't you glad that we don't do it anymore where Jesus did, where we would stick our fingers into the baby's ears and spit and touch their tongue? I think we would have a lot fewer people coming for baptism if we did that. Anyways, we look at this, and what is the purpose of this? Well, there's so much to be said, but at the root of it, we see that it's God reaching out to touch us. He says, I am not scandalized by your humanity, by your weakness. I love you, and I draw you in, and I bring you healing. Jesus is not scandalized by our humanity. And he speaks this so that we can then enter into discipleship with him, that we can walk in his footsteps. Now, a disciple is not just someone that, you know, knows about someone or follows a little bit, but rather a disciple in the time of Jesus would follow and put their feet exactly where and in the same way that the Master did. That they would make sure that they walked in the same way of the Master, imitating the Master as best they can. This is what a disciple of all anybody back then was. And this is what Jesus is asking of us, bless you, that we also walk in his footsteps, that we become, to use big words, alter Christus, another Christ to the world, that we walk in the way of Christ. Because you see, baptism, while it pours out an immense grace upon us, isn't the end of our spiritual journey, but rather the beginning. A lot of us, I think, we think, okay, the grace is given, woo, and now it's there and we're done. But no, we need to continue to walk in that journey as disciples, following him day after day, day in and day out in all the different areas of our lives so that we can grow. And that Ephatha, be opened, is the beginning. Because we need our ears to be opened, to be able to hear the word of God. And then we need our mouths to be opened so that we can proclaim his faith to the praise and glory of God the Father. We need our ears to be open to receive his word, that word doesn't just go in one ear and out the other, but rather that it settles within us, that it stirs us, that it forms our mind, our heart, our desires, our souls. We look at this and we do this in two different ways that we take part in that we participate in that, and that is in prayer and in study. We spend time speaking with Almighty God, communing with him, coming to his presence. We pray. And we study. We learn more about God. We learn more about our faith. We learn more about who God is. And I'm not just talking about, you know, learning definitions like we had to do sometimes in the seminary, for instance, when we had to memorize the communication of idioms, which is the union of the divinity and the humanity in the one person. Jesus means that the attributes of the person may be, the attributes of one nature may be predicated to the person even when the person is being named with reference to the other nature. And that tells you what about your relationship with Jesus? And while that's important, we need to study more about the depths of who Jesus is. And we have opportunities for both of those in our parish. For prayer, obviously, you're here. Praise the Lord. You've come to Mass. What a blessing. And we come to pray at Mass and to worship. But we have other opportunities as well, as before daily Mass we have the Rosary and Adoration. On Wednesdays we have Adoration, some in the morning and then throughout the afternoon and into the evening. We have other points in time where we do novenas and other things where we invite people to enter into a spirit of prayer. And of course, we always invite you to pray at home, with your family, on your own, at work, at school, even to pray as you're in the car and someone's waving at you, calling you number one. That we are called to enter into prayer. And then we have opportunities for study here in the parish. And of course, we automatically think of our kids going through the Faith Life program or Faith Formation or Religious Ed or CCD or whatever you want to call it. We have so many different names for the same thing. But we think of that or religion at school, but we need more than that. We need to be continual learners, even beyond our school age time. We need to be continual learners. And so we have like the books that we put out sometimes for people to grab at Christmas or Easter, the CDs that we have at the entrances for people to learn more about our faith. A few weeks ago, a couple, month ago, month and a half, whatever it was, we gave out the second greatest story ever told by Father Michael Gately. Except we didn't have enough for the 6 o'clock Mass because the 250 of them went so much earlier. So somebody said, "Father, I like that book a lot. I want to pay for another 50 copies." Okay, so we've got some more copies. They're at the main entrance of the church. If you didn't get yours, you can grab it. And if you did and you want to give it to a friend, grab one and give it to your friend. But in any case, we have these opportunities. Very shortly, we're going to have an opportunity for people to enter into online learning, whereby we've entered into what's called formed. And you can just put in the parish code, which we'll have in the bulletin and on the website and all sorts of other places, which you can then go and continue to learn about Catholicism. Deacon John is going to be doing a series this fall about Catholicism. There are all sorts of opportunities to grow in our study of the faith, to be able to receive that word into us so that it can then form our souls, our hearts, our minds, our lives. That's the first part of the Ephatha, the be opened, is that our ears be opened. But now, after we've allowed that word to permeate within us, then our mouths need to be opened so that they can proclaim His faith to the praise and glory of God. That it takes action. Because you see, discipleship isn't just about me and God. It's about us drawing and growing closer to God with others. Bringing people to that moment where when we experienced our own depths of our sinfulness and brokenness and we said, oh, about ourselves. And then we experienced God's merciful touch, His healing love, where we came to know that we were forgiven of our sins, and that He held nothing against us. That we can then share that with others. We do this by our generosity. We do this by evangelization, where we share maybe resources that we've liked, books or CDs or other things, where we invite someone, say, "You know, you should come to church. I'll go with you sometime." Where we recognize when someone is in those depths of despair and discouragement, and we say, "You know what? I've been there. And you know what? Jesus showed me how much He loves me. And He wants to show you how much He loves you." Where we share the grace of Almighty God with others. Jesus says to the deaf and mute man today, "Ephatha, be opened." And his ears and his mouth were opened. And He wants to speak this to us today as well. That our ears may be open to receive His word, and that we may be formed by that word, and it may well up within us and then come out through our open mouths and through our lives to share the faith with the people around us.